Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And welcome in to the Cross Country Mortgage Campus here in Berea, Ohio. It is the final best podcast available of the offseason, episode number 178. And there's no better guest to join us for the final offseason episode than one of our favorite guys. You hear him a lot on Cleveland Browns Daily with Nathan Zagura. And now joining us on the best podcast available, it's linebacker Sione Takitaki. Fifth year, man. 5 years. What goes through your mind when you think I've been in the league for 5 years?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, guys. Man, it's awesome to always chat it up with you guys. But 5 years, man, like you said, I feel like it flew by. Just excited, man. Just blessed to spend my fifth year here. I've been with the Cleveland Browns all 5 years, man. Just a blessing, to be honest. You know, that's really what comes to mind when you talk about 5 years. Just super blessed. Just grateful.
Well, we were just talking about it before we came on. I mean, you get drafted the year before the pandemic. So you've been through some winning. You've been through some tough times. You've battled a few injuries, but you've made it through a pandemic. And like, we're back on Zoom all over again doing the podcast here. So it has been a wild 5 years. Is there a memory that stands out to you? Is there something that really that you look back fondly on in your first 4 years as you get ready for year five?
Yeah, man, lots of memories, man. I'm a guy that doesn't like to ponder too far ahead, too back. You know, just like to be where my feet is. You know the same. But you know, there's a lot of great memories. I always like to look at the highs, man. You know, back in 2020 was pandemic. We went to, you know, we go to the playoff. You know, we had some success there. And then just the grind, man, with the guys, man, the day in, day out, man, just being with the dudes. Those are all, you know what I mean? You hear it all the time, man. Those really the memories that you keep forever. So, you know, the playoff run was pretty awesome. That's a great memory to, you know, keep close. But then the day in, day out grind, man, is also what's great about this league right here.
You know, I mentioned it, some ups, some downs. I mean, you're having one of your best years, maybe your best year as a pro last year. And unfortunately, you get dinged up in that game in Houston, and it's a torn ACL. And I've shredded my ACL and MCL, so I can understand to some degree what it takes to come back from that. But I know you're working hard, and coach has talked about it a lot. How is the rehab process? And for someone that maybe is a weekend warrior that has not gone through this before, it's a pretty grueling process to get back to your level ASAP.
Right. No, right, man. Things are going well. I get dinged up, probably the biggest injury in my career. So, you know, this will be the biggest test, but I'm excited for it. You know what I mean? You know, just going through the whole rehab process, learning how to walk again, you know, doing the little things, man, learning how to lift, how to run, how to cut, you know, just going through those small victories. Definitely had to be like a day-to-day process. You know, early on it was tough. But, you know, I feel like I pride myself on being mentally strong, physically strong. So, you know, I was up for the task. You know, after a few days, I was like, let's do it. But I'm excited, man. The rehab process has been going well. I really like where I'm at. You know what I mean? Just been rehabbing a ton this offseason, just trying to get back to physical form. And, you know, like I said, I really like where I'm at. So I feel like we're going to make a big comeback, man, be strong and come back. And I'm ready to help wherever I can, man. Just excited to be back with the guys, man. You know, it'll be back soon.
It's going to be here way sooner than we'd like. As I like to thank Joe Thomas every week on this podcast for overachieving, and therefore we have to start the season a few weeks earlier than maybe we would all like, but that's a good thing and not necessarily a bad thing. So talking with Sione Takitaki, and how much do you lean on your wife during the tough times with the rehab? Because I know there were moments where you're like, things are great, I feel good, I'm coming back. But I know that going through that process, there's a lot of downtimes, and you got to have people around you that are strong enough to get you through it. What has she been like for you?
Man, I'm so blessed to have my wife. She's such a rock. Definitely, you know, the rock of the family. Kind of keeps everything in line at home. You know, especially being in this business, man. This is a tough business. But you know, what makes it easy for me is having a good home and having a good wife that, you know, is there to take care of me and my needs. But you know, early on, I feel like in my recovery process is really where I had to lean on my wife. You know, just, you know, not being able to get up, you know, having to have meals, you know, it was kind of, I was taking advantage of it. I'll be honest. I was like, can you grab me this? Can you grab me that? And she's such a sweetheart. She's a hard worker, just, you know, willing to do whatever for me to make sure that I get back to physical form. So, man, again, shout out my wife. I'm just super blessed for her, man. All those meals, babe, it's all paying off, you know, getting my waters, you know, doing all the little stuff. And it was hilarious, you know, right when I got back up, started to walk again, she was like giving me crap, like, yeah, now you could get up and get, you know what I mean? I was kind of riding it out. I was like, can you fill up my jug? She's like, no, you can get up now. I'm like, all right. So, yeah, shout out my wife. She's the rock for sure.
Some people like to say behind every man, there's a great wife. And I'm like, no, the wife is in front. I'm behind her. Like, right. I'm lucky to have her in my life. And that's, I totally understand that, man. And now she is an athlete in her own right, correct?
Yeah, former man. She was a swimmer, man. She was a great athlete. And while she, you know, she swam since she was a kid, man, you know, really just, it just really got to her later on because she kind of got just burnt out. You know, when you start swimming at an early age, 4 or 5 years old, and are so good at it, man, sometimes you kind of get burnt out. So, she's definitely the athlete of the family too, man. And she lets me know competitive, all we do, you know what I mean? You know, I was the athlete. So, just, you know, meeting her when I went to BYU, just, man, it's fun. We'll keep each other young forever, to be honest. Yeah.
I like that. Good. I like that indeed. Okay. So on to year 5, what's the biggest change in you from that rookie year in 2019 to now?
Yeah, man, I just the knowledge of the game. And then, you know, just, you know, you don't want to say comfortable, but just, you know, comfortable in everything that I do, you know, how to operate as a pro, you know, coming on early. You know, I feel like if I go back to my younger self, I would just say, you know, forget it, man. Just let it fly. You know, I was always trying to be so perfect, you know what I mean? But that's really not me. You know, I'm one of those just wild warrior guys, just go out, just lay it on the line. So, you know, that's where I feel like I'm the most comfortable going into year 5. It's like, you know, it is what it is. I'm gonna go out there, do my thing. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm still hungry to get to my best. I feel like I haven't played my best ball yet. I still feel like I'm very young. Got a lot of football left. So going into year 5, I'm just really excited, real comfortable where I'm at, and continue to be a sponge. I got great coaches. Coach Tarv has helped me so much. We got DC, Coach Shorts have come in, his scheme and everything. I feel like fits a ton of the guys on the defense, including myself. So just very comfortable where I'm at, you know, where I am as a player, growing, you know, the knowledge-wise, the X's and O's, and then just going on the field and letting loose.
So this, speaking of defensive coordinators, this is your third defensive coordinator in 5 years.
Yes, sir.
You had Steve Wilkes your rookie year, and then Joe Woods the last three, and now on to Jim Schwartz. And your impressions of Coach Schwartz here. I know you haven't been able to get on the field, but like in the classroom, what's he like?
Yeah, you know, I really like Jim Schwartz a lot. You hear a lot of guys talking about, you know, his attacking style. But I just like his, you know, I like his leadership role, you know, what he brings to the team. We got a lot of character guys, a lot of talent on this room, in the defensive room. So he comes in and kind of sets the tone. And that's one thing that I just, you know, right away you could just feel is just his leadership presence. You know, he comes in, sets the tone, lets us know exactly what we got going. And when there's no, like, you know, when there's no doubt, the guys can feel that, you know what I mean? And they can, you know, you can feel that presence right away. And so that's one of the big things that I like about Schwartz and what he's got. And then, you know, just to not get really specific about the defense, I like that the linebackers are kind of, you know what I mean? You could get some sacks as a linebacker in this defense. So, you know, not to take too much, but I'm pretty excited about that. So it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Any chance that it allows you to play free and to make plays. And I mean, Andrew Berry, credit him, the general manager of your Cleveland Browns, for what he did on that defensive line. I mean, bulked up. There's some big guys when they get off the bus now, you know, and Zadarius Smith and Obo Okoronkwo and Dalvin Tomlinson. Like, you've got some big guys up there to take some of the heat off of you guys, which allows you guys to play a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we could get downhill. Now, I love what they did with that, you know, the front. You know, having DT, then having Siaki, you got Jordan coming back. You got a bunch of big dudes. We brought ZN, you know, you got MG, the great. So, man, a bunch of those big bodies over there can make guys like, you know, the second level fly around and just hit. You know, we got a room full of those guys, you know, Jock, Walk, you know, Jacob, Jordan, myself, you know, all the new guys. You know, you got Fields, man. We just got a bunch of guys that can run and hit, man. So I'm pretty excited about not only that front, but, you know, for our room in the linebacker room. So it's an exciting year. It's an exciting year.
So let's talk about that linebacker room real quick. I mean, you returned just about everybody, I think, you know, from Kunashik to JOK to Jacob Phillips, AWOC, Tony Fields.
I know we're bringing Adams, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, great addition too.
Everybody's back. And you mentioned him earlier, but Jason Tarver is one of the holdovers, and there's a reason why he's one of the holdovers. He not only is he a great guy that wants you to succeed, but he wants to teach, and he loves football, and he just loves getting involved, being involved. So, like, that whole room is pretty special when you consider how many injuries there were, but yet you're all able to be back, and you're under his leadership for another year.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for this room, man. We got a good mix of, you know, older guys and younger guys, and a bunch of guys that could play ball, man. You mentioned, you know, Coach Tarr, man. That's my dude, man. You know, a guy that I really respect and love, man. You know what I mean? He's come in. He's all ball, and I'm all ball, man. Just the way he coaches. And, you know, like you said, we had a bunch of injuries, and he was able just to continue to coach the other guys coming up. And a lot of dudes in the room got a lot of playing time. You know, Phil's got a lot of playing time. You know, JK, you know, Jordan Kanash got a lot of playing time. I said a lot of guys can play ball. And so that's what makes this room fun. You know what I mean? So we'll just go and put it on tape this year, man, and show the league what we're about, man. We got a lot of underdogs in this room. So that's the great thing.
Is it a positive, and we've talked about it on Cleveland Browns Daily, that people aren't maybe giving you all the respect that you deserve or talking a lot about you? Do you guys kind of like that? Does that give you a little added extra chip on the shoulder?
Oh, you got to love that, man, because then you can sneak up on them and boom, all of a sudden they're like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So you like it like that, man. We'll keep it under wraps, you know what I mean, and we'll come out and do our thing, man. Don't look in too much into all the, you know, all the outside noise. And so that's a good thing, man, because, you know, they'll notice it when they least expect it. It'll just be right up in their face, you know what I'm saying? So it's a great thing.
Talking with Sione Takitaki, fifth-year linebacker for your Cleveland Browns here on the best podcast available. So training camp, obviously, is a few extra weeks, and we're traveling quite a bit here over the course of these 5 weeks, and we'll start it off with 10 days at the Greenbrier down in West Virginia. Also then joint practices for a couple days in Philly against the Super Bowl runner-up Eagles. It's a full slate. And then, you know, you cap off the preseason with a trip to Kansas City in the arguably the dress rehearsal game. It's a busy, busy off-season, or not off-season, it's a busy preseason and training camp for you. How do you get your mind right and your body right to do all of that? Because you're not going to be sleeping in your own bed. You're going to be doing a lot of traveling here in the month of August.
Yeah. We start off early. You mentioned it earlier, man. We get to celebrate one of our own, man. One of the greatest, Joe Thomas, man. Shout him out, man. He's going to get the gold jacket. So that's a good thing for us to kind of start it off early, celebrate him. But yeah, a lot of movement, man. A lot of movement early on, but I think it's good. You know what I mean? It's good to put your body through different type of, you know what I mean, situations. You know, don't get too comfortable and sleeping in your own bed, you know, kind of makes you, you know what I mean, grow some hair on your chest, you know, makes you a little uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is good. So I feel like the movement will be good for us, you know. And again, we'll spend a lot of time with each other. We'll be in Greenbrier, you know, as a team. So you get that team bonding experience. You know, you got a lot of new guys. You got a lot of guys coming back. And so you know, the bond of the team will be good throughout these few weeks. And we'll just lean on each other, man, because that's what these times are about, just leaning on each other, because it'll carry on into deep into the season where we really need it. So I think it's a great thing for us to be traveling so much.
All right. We're approaching the dead part of the off season where everybody kind of gets away. Will you get away? I know that you're still really working hard and you've stayed behind here as mini camp wraps up and working out every day and getting your rehab in. Will you and the lady get away at all before this all begins here in less than a month?
Yeah, no. Yeah. We'll go next week to visit the family for 4th of July, you know, hang out, you know, see all the family faces, man. A lot of hugs, a lot of
get some home cooking,
hang out. Yeah, get some home cooking, man. You know what I mean? So it'll be good to go out there, spend time with the family in the West Coast and just relax, you know, before it really gets going. So, you know, it'll be good. Yeah.
Sione, I appreciate the time, man. I know you're in the middle of working out and getting ready for that that regular season to begin and preseason and whatnot. And if anybody can overcome this injury and really take that next step, it's you. And I hope that, you know, you could build upon last year and you get back on that football field and show us what you're all about here in year 5 and the elder statesman, arguably, of this defense, man. I wish you nothing but the best. I know Nathan and I and Bo and the whole crew here on the radio network love having you on, and we're pulling for you, and we wish you nothing but the best, man. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you guys, man. Yeah, I will come back stronger, man. We'll be at this thing, man. Appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks to fifth-year linebacker Sione Takitaki. Can't think of anybody better for the final guest of the 2023 off-season podcast, known as the best podcast available. I want to thank a number of people here as we wrap up this off-season podcast, episode 178, 178 episodes we've done of the best podcast available. First and foremost, Anthony Bacco, week in, week out, setting stuff up in the undisclosed location because of construction over at the Cross Country Mortgage campus, on the field, in the field house, you name it. He has been flexible and he's done a fantastic job. And what you watch on youtube.com/Browns from the best podcast available is his doing the majority of the time. Want to thank Yellowstone for his help with some of the technical things. Also, Connor with a K, doing an outstanding job all season long as well. Hopefully that foot injury is better and we can get you back on the volleyball court sooner rather than later, my friend. You can like and subscribe today to the best podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. You can also watch us, youtube.com/Browns. Also, at clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. You can check out all of our episodes from the best podcast available this offseason. Interviews with Dane Brugler, Nathan Zagura, and Anthony Poizel as we recap the offseason and minicamp, a comprehensive look at this football team. Cade York, Jerome Ford, Isaiah McGuire, Luke Whippler, Obo Okoronkwo, and of course, today's interview with Sione Takitaki, just to name a few. So make sure you check those out. Get you ready for the 2023 Cleveland Browns football season. It'll be here before we know it. Veterans report on Friday, July 21st. QBs and rookies report on Wednesday, July 19th. July 22nd, Saturday, the team will fly to West Virginia. Country roads, take me home. And we will be at the Greenbrier for the next 10 days as we get ready for the Hall of Fame game on August 3rd against the New York Football Jets and the induction of one Joe Thomas into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Thanks again to Sione for his time. I hope everybody has a great and safe and happy holiday. Enjoy these next few weeks. The NFL goes dark here for the next few weeks, but it comes back with a vengeance the week of the 17th of July as we get ready for the 2023 season. Hard to believe it is just about upon us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the best podcast available.